panorama.
Theatre director Pavla Domborowska has long been fascinated by Romani culture, inspired by the vigorous, joyful, and often tragic tone of gypsy music, and enthralled by this people's storytelling tradition. And so she set out to adapt for the theatre a collection of Romani folk tales. They were compiled, or rather lovingly transcribed, by the noted scholar Dr. Milena Hubshmanova in the early 1960s and 70s. But the project got off to a difficult start. Director Pavla Domborowska was shocked to find how little she really understood of these naive fairy tales and how opposed Dr. Hubshmanova was to the project.
Já si té romské kultury hodně cením a prostě to obdivuju za ten náboj a za tu energii, kterou to v sobě obsahuje. No. Napadlo mě to tak, že jsem chtěla dělat nějaký romský téma.
I really appreciate Roma culture. I love their energy and I wanted to give them credit for that. I wanted to do a play with a Roma theme or based on a Roma story, as we also often play for children in orphanages where there are a lot of Roma kids. A lot of these children, I noticed, think that being a Rom is a bad thing. It seemed like nobody was encouraging them to be proud of their origins.
A potom taky jsem četla knížku paní Mileny Hipšmanové Romské pohádky, kde jsem vlastně vycházela z toho příběhu.
Later, I also read a book, a collection of Roma folk tales compiled by Milena Hubshmanova, a book full of real stories told by Roma storytellers. They are amazing. They are not edited as literature. The people who were recounting them had been telling these stories for years, passed down for generations. And this inspired me to show it on stage.
A tohle mě provokovalo k tomu vymyslet nějakou obdobu na jevišti, vyjádřit to nějak v tom divadle, vyjádřit ty zkratky a tak jsme se do toho pustili. No.
The Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968 brought an end to the Prague Spring. Reforms led by Communist Party Secretary Alexander Dubček, he hoped, would introduce socialism with a human face. With the hardline communists putting aside their attempts to assimilate the Roma to focus on crushing the dissident movement, this tragic and difficult time saw the first ever publication of literature written in Romani. It was around that time that Dr. Hubshmanova, who died in a traffic accident last autumn while at a conference abroad, began preparing the Romani stories she'd collected for publication. Romské pohádky, or Romani fairy tales, came out in 1973. In an interview with Radio Prague, she recalled that flowering of Romani literature in the Czech lands.
Well, Romani literature is very young. It really started to be created in 1969 and 1970, when the first Union of Roma was founded. They published a journal, Romanolil. And the first time, I should say, the first time in history, the Roma started to write in Romani, and also their things were published in this journal. And then, of course, again, this normalizace, so-called, came back, and the policy of assimilation, again, Romani was not allowed to be publicly, I mean, spoken, published, used. So, again, it stopped.
Milena Hubshmanova had studied Hindi, Urdu, and Bengali in Prague, and in the early 1950s became increasingly interested in the Romani language, which also has its roots in India. She had great difficulties with the regime in the hardline 1970s, as she strongly opposed official attempts to force Roma to assimilate. She played a huge role in reviving and recording the Romani language in Czechoslovakia and encouraging Roma people to publish their stories. As such, she was fiercely protective of the culture.
Jsem se s paní Milenou Hipšmanovou setkala.
Theater director Pavla Domborowska again.
Když jsem o tom začala nějak přemýšlet o té inscenaci.
I met Milena Hubshmanova before I started to work on the play and I was surprised by her reaction, because I expected she would be very happy that we wanted to do something like that, but she was actually horrified and tried to discourage me. After a while, she admitted that she didn't believe that we, as Gadže, non-Roma, were capable of fully understanding the stories.
nevěří tomu, že jsme schopni jako gáčové nějakým způsobem hlouběji ten příběh předvést.
Dr. Hubschmannová refused at first to give her blessing to the adaptation or collaborate on it in any way, as experience had shown that the majority white Czech population had completely misinterpreted the stories as naive fairy tales. But Romani tales are seldom classic stories of good versus evil. Paramisa, as they are called in Romani, are often fantastic, heroic tales told by masters of the art and more for the entertainment of adults than children, for the passing on of collective history, wisdom, and advice. Unlike Czech fairy tales, there are seldom picture-perfect happy endings.
Setkala se s nepochopením, protože to, co Gádžo považuje za humor a velice se baví.
So she sat in on some readings of her book and explained how what Gádžo considers funny, very entertaining. Well, Roma might sense something deeper in the episode in the context of the Romani experience. And coming from her, that was a real hard kick for me.
Takový kopanec, který mi uštědřila.
At that moment, I decided to involve Roma so that such problems wouldn't happen.
S romskými umělci, aby k tomuhle nedošlo, k tomu zjednodušení.
And really, there are many aspects to the stories that may at first glance seem like pure mischief or a simple joke, yet contain deeper meanings. So I tried to get below the surface of the jokes and get across the serious undercurrent that might be in the text.
A tohle jsem se taky snažila nějakým způsobem rozkryt v té inscenaci, nebo jakoby jít za ty, jenom za ty prvoplánové fórky a rozkryt ty hlubší významy, které v tom textu můžou být.
The result, after over a year of more serious study and working with Romani musicians, dancers, singers, and first-time actors, and with Dr. Hubschmannová's blessing, was Chytrý hloupý Rom, or The Clever Stupid Rom. The play, which is based on two tales, How a Rom Went for the Apple of Youth and How the Rom Got the Witch's Girl, borrows heavily from others in the compilation. It was first performed in September and had its Prague premiere this past weekend. It's the story of a Romani boy who turns out badly, so there was nothing to be done but to put him to school. Once there, the boy excels, falls in love with a princess, encounters witches and dragons, and outfoxes them all with the help of a magic horse, but is killed when rescuing a damsel in distress. Zoltán Tolvaj, who is all of 15, played the starring role.
Zoltán Tolvaj. A je mi 15. Já jsem tancoval Čerchenia.
I was dancing in Drom, ensemble Čerchenia. Pavla came there to the group and asked us if we'd like to play with them. I thought, why not give it a try? So I did, and enjoyed it. And I'm really very happy that I'm here.
Já jsem to zkusil, no tak mě to začalo bavit. A jsou rád, že jsou tady úplně.
As long as I live, I would like to act.
Pokud budu žít, tak bych chtěl furt všude hrát.
Without giving away too much more of the plot, the clever, stupid Rom is revived by a witch and beds her daughter, whom he eventually marries once the king gives him a construction permit to build a house of his own. A simple tale, well told, whose deeper meaning for the Roma audience cannot be explained in the time we have now together, but which clearly struck a chord for the cast. Singer Ivana Vilhemova, aged 22, was the leading lady. She learnt of the production from a friend with whom she has sung at memorial events for Romani victims of the Holocaust.
This is the first time I learned about traditional Roma tales. In our home, we don't speak Romani, so I don't remember my grandma telling me any Roma stories. So I'm glad I can get to know some now, thanks to Milena Hubschmannová, who spent a big part of her life visiting Roma families and collecting these beautiful stories.
Paní Hubschmannová, v průběhu jejího života prostě chodit po romských rodinách a sepsat tady tyto krásné příběhy.
The play inspired me, but I don't read fairy tales in my free time, for one, and if I did, I'd want to read them in the traditional Romani language, as they should be told. That doesn't mean I don't want to learn the language. I do. I need to, also for singing.
To potřebuji i pro zpěv.
Počkaj, ma milá, Postoj, postoj, kobylka, stoj. Jsi ještě velmi mladá, milovat se tě nedá. Pojďme, milí, naučím tě milovat. Naučím tě tancovat, pod širákom nocovat. Chudobný som, cigán som, nechcem peněz, nechcem dom. Chudobný som, cigán som, nechcem peněz, nechcem dom.
A tak dále.
Brian Canty there with Panorama. My name's Peter Smith. We're out of time. Till next time. Bye-bye.